Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 117, a review of Lesson 103, God being love is also happiness, and Lesson 104, I seek but what belongs to me in truth. These words are very powerful. I seek but what belongs to me in truth. This means that whatever you are facing today, you are willing to consider that there is something else that is available to you. I seek but what belongs to me in truth. This is a claiming of ownership of that which is already yours. This is the way that we begin to open to the gifts that God has already given. I found it an interesting thought as I learned from A Course in Miracles that all the gifts God has given have already been given. He's not holding out on us, that we are in a place of remembering those holy gifts. Imagine for a moment, we can use it in this way, that there's a person in your life perhaps that is giving you some sort of a challenge. And whatever it is that you are doing, maybe it's to avoid this person, or maybe you're trying to get this person to act differently so that you could feel happier. Perhaps you're trying to get your situation to morph into a different kind of situation so that you could find the peace that you are longing for. The moment we judge another person as inadequate, incapable, or somehow insufficient in any way, we have already denied the truth of who they are. And this is a fine line in our mind because we don't want to let people walk over us and use us or manipulate us. What is happening is you are always experiencing the effects of your past thoughts. If someone is showing up inappropriately in your life, or they're not respecting you or valuing you, this is the evidence that you, at a deeper level, are not valuing yourself, that you feel that you are not worthy of their love, respect, or attention, perhaps their time or devotion. Today we forgive these thoughts. It is not up to you to heal those core beliefs. This is the function of the Holy Spirit. Today we remember that God being love is also happiness. There is one who is eager to unshackle you from your core beliefs, the ones that are creating the pain that you are experiencing right now. We must choose it and welcome it. Dear God, we thank you today that your will for us is certain, and that as you guide us back to peace, that we can have that peace, and it is guaranteed. We are willing to give you all of our unhealed thoughts, that you would heal them for us. If there's any place in our mind where we have ever accepted the idea that we should have anything less than love or joy or respect or value from other people, we ask that you would heal those thoughts right now. God being love is also happiness. I seek but what belongs to me in truth.